I got this too. In this week's parsha, the first parsha of this week's parsha, Parsha Bikurim. So Rashi says a person comes to the Beis Hamikdash and he says, "You got a Tehillim?" Rashi says, "Loimer to say ain chol kafi tzayva." Person, I'm not an ingrate. I'm grateful to Kadosh Baruch Hu for that which He's given to me. In last week's parsha, we find a parsha of a curse of tzayva also. That Rambam learns the story of Ammonim Me'ovi. The Torah says that Ammonim Me'ovi can't come into Klal Yisrael. Torah says why? Al Dvarash Vatidvas Eschem Alechem Amayim Kaderach Vatidvas Kam Yisrael Rashi Sof Alechem Bilam and Bor Me'aram Ne'arayim Ata Alecha. So Torah says there's two tainas on Ammonim Me'ovi. The Torah seems, you know, the two equal tainas. First taina is they didn't come out to greet you with Lechem Amayim. The second taina is that they hired Bilam to curse you. From its mawur from Chazal, that Chazal say had a Kadosh Baruch Hu gotten angry during the time that Bilam was attempting to be Mekal of Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael would have been destroyed. It means Bilam's power of Klal was extremely great, and Klal Yisrael was in great sakana. And therefore the Pasuk says, Ami Zacharno, you have to remember, Mayos Lecha Bilam Ben Baor, right? A man of Mayos Balak and a man of Bilam Ben Baor, the Russian did it, well, the man does seek this Hashem. The Pasuk says at the end, you have to know that Tzedakah Kodesh Baruch Hu did with you, that he didn't get angry, because had he gotten angry, Klal Yisrael would have been totally destroyed. I mean, Klal Yisrael was under the terrible danger, and Amon and Mayav, or Mayav at least was the nation which hired him, so they don't deserve to come into Klal Yisrael. The Torah says there's another taina on them besides that. The taina is, all the Baruch Hu kinmas, chamalachem amai. And besides the fact that they attempted to totally eradicate Klal Yisrael off the face of the earth, right? And they almost succeeded, were not their special divine intervention. But besides that, when you came by, they didn't bring out some cake and cookies and milk to greet you. All the Baruch Hu kinmas, the taina was actually kinmas. So the Ramban says, they actually did sell to Klal Yisrael that, they did sell them to Klal Yisrael. Not only that, Klal Yisrael, remember, Klal Yisrael had manna, they had the be'er. So we're not, Klal Yisrael wasn't lacking anything. It wasn't they needed the water. It wasn't they needed the lesson. So we're not talking about this person who's starving, and he comes to the door, and they said, no, go die. And that wasn't what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, that this, you know, Klal Yisrael is totally taking care of all of their needs. But it's family post etiquette that you do. For some times, at least you greet him with something nice, you know. Like, well, they didn't do that, and therefore they're out of Klal Yisrael. So just as bad as that they try to totally eradicate Klal Yisrael off the face of the world with all the generations to build. I mean, it's pretty strange. So the Ramban, what was the taina? The taina was that seven generations earlier, there's a fellow named Lloyd. And Lot was saved the schools of Avraham. And had they had the proper Hakaras HaTayv, which is a meter which defines Klal Yisrael, that they have Hakaras HaTayv, they would have felt incumbent upon themselves when Klal Yisrael came by to go out and greet them with something. And they didn't have that feeling. See, here it is, seven generations later. It wasn't that they did the chesed. It wasn't, you know, that this person did me a chesed. This person's great, 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 great grandfather did a chesed to my great, 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 great grandfather. And therefore, I should... And if you don't have that, you can't be part of Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael is defined by a Karsa Tzayv. Because Torah is defined by a Karsa Tzayv. Keeping Torah is predicated on why you're supposed to keep Torah. Because... Because it says that it's wonderful. Well, you're a person who doesn't have a person part. You don't have that. So we can't, you can, Minagayer will accept you, Minagayer. We don't, we're not going to allow you to marry into the main body of Klal Yisrael because your meters are meters which we don't want in Klal Yisrael. We don't want ingrates in Klal Yisrael. We cannot allow your gene pool to join in to the gene pool of Klal Yisrael that you're going to be the father of these people, Klal Yisrael, which is, Torah and mitzvahs are predicated on. And the Pasuk says, and that is as terrible in regards to the history of the future of Klal Yisrael. Such a person should marry, and that's just as bad as the fact that they wanted to eradicate Klal Yisrael from the face of the earth. Tenenbaum learns,
Relapion, fleshes it out, that's the point Tenenbaum learns.
In the Musa of Akaras, it says. We have Lachara, we have a Kiva, of course, it tells the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's when we have someone which Chazal gave us, which is the vehicle which a person is able to express as a person says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have many vehicles. A person can say Tillim, Sukkot Zimmer, etc. But specifically, Chazal Masak and Birchas Nehemim. Before you eat, after you eat, after the person goes to, uses the facilities, the person says Brachos, his clothing, etc. The person says Birchas Nehemim and everything. Chazal said this is the Kana, the more Menachis, if this is the Kana, a person has to say Mea Brachos B'chol Yom. A person has to say 100 Brachos every single day. So from that pasuk, the more learns out, you have to say 100 Brachos in every day. Rashi learns and says, I'll take the Mea, the Mea. The Darshan of the word Mea as if it said Mea. And it seems to me that pasuk is connecting that to the Mea of Yiras Hashem, and then which the pasuk continues that we spoke about 2 weeks ago. It flows from there into the mitzvah out of Hashem and going the ways of the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Vekas, etc. All of the mitzvahs which are connected with that mitzvah. A person can accomplish that with the Birchas and the Hanan. It's interesting. We would look at the mitzvah of Birchas and the Hanan. The Mida which comes out of Hakar Satoyev and for Birchas Nehemim, etc., would be Havas Hashem. Hashem has done so much for me. Hashem, thank you. The person becomes aware that somebody has done him a very big favor. He feels very close with him. He feels connected with him. It's need of Ava. The pasuk specifically talks about its encounters with the need of Yira. So we spoke about that a little bit. Touching that idea 2 weeks ago also, that from Ava to Yira, the step is not far. The Midah of Yerushalayim is the awareness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to the extent that it actually will impact my life. It's not intellectual awareness. It's an awareness which I have to the point that it's a reality to me, and therefore I can control myself based on that. Yira is the ability to control oneself, to hold back. And a person is able to hold back. The witness of his birth was at the moment of chet, that the mitzvah skinuch, mitzvah, is mitzvah, which is mitzvah to me, it's constant. Every moment of a person's life, a person has a mitzvah, yiras Hashem, yiras shemayim. But at the moment of chet, when a person does not be ma'ar himself to be aware that he shouldn't do the chet because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was there and he knows he's going to punish him, etc., at that moment he was mabatal the mitzvah. Means the eker moment of the mitzvah of Yerushalayim is the moment of controlling yourself and not doing something wrong. That's Yerushalayim. So, what Yerushalayim is, you're aware of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The awareness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu will impact you in two ways. A, will help you hold back and maintain yourself. At the same time, that awareness itself of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's greatness and grandeur and his being makes you want to connect to him. So the moment of Av and the moment of Yir, Betzim, are the same moment. The Rambam says that Ketzi Hederach La'avosu Yiros. The Rambam puts it in Perek Beis of Yisad Yatara. He puts it together. There's one derech which takes us to Av and to Yir. They go together. That's what we spoke about. That the pasuk Shema Yisrael Shema Ken Hashem Akol was the malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yir. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Melech, and it's a pachad, the thing that Melech, and immediately Rahab says Hashem Lekecha b'chol b'vavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol miyadecha. So the flow of Birchas Nehenin is the meaning of Yiras, the total awareness that everything comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. I have nothing on my own. I'm the furthest distance from Kodesh Baruch Hu that's possible. I have nothing on my own. Everything is from Kodesh Baruch Hu. I thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, for everything you give me. And that same hargosh of thank you is smile. Look how much Kodesh Baruch Hu loves me. He gives me all those things. I'm so distant, the Russian gives me everything, I love him for that. So the moment of Av and the moment of Yir Betzim are simultaneous. So we have a mitzvah, de Rabbanim, to say 100 brachos a day. And Betzim, with a person will say 100 brachos a day. truly feeling that Karas Tzad for what he's done for us, we'd be totally different people. We'd be people with Yerushalayim. A person will walk around with the feeling of Hargosh of how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for him. How much I need to go on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for me. So I have Yerushalayim. We'd be people with Kabbalah Gesimcha. Look how much I have. Look how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for me. One of the Shmuzin, Rabbi Ritter Miller Zatzal, says, you know, person, we have a nature that we only appreciate something when we don't have it. Or at least we appreciate it through contrast. So you take a person, you take them through one of the wards in the hospital, you see what it looks like not to have something, and then you may be able to appreciate that you have it. A person who is able to use the facilities on a regular basis doesn't appreciate what that means until one day he has an attack and he can't use the bathroom. Then he appreciates what it means to be able to use the bathroom. A person who is blind appreciates what the sight that he had. He doesn't appreciate it when he has it. But a person who said the brachas, the kavanu, and stop and think what it means for Kath Ibrahim, that the Bereshit took a human being which there's no reason why human beings should be able to see. The Bereshit put sight in them and it's such a wonderful thing to be able to see. Especially Moli Simcha, that he's able to see. I've mentioned before in this room, for those of you who have heard it before, you'll apologize for repeating it. I remember I had this hargasha 12 years ago already. I had surgery, I had a cataract surgery in both of my eyes. And beforehand I didn't realize what it meant, how bad the lack of vision was. I mean, I had bad, very bad vision, but I didn't realize how bad it was until I had the surgery and realized how good it looks like after the surgery. And I remember after the first surgery, so I said they do it one at a time. One eye at a time. So I had one eye, this one, one of that. So they do the surgery and they have the bandage on for a little bit of time and they take the bandage off and I can see. And I'm standing. So one of the issues with the cataract, I was able to see before that, but it was getting thicker and thicker, so the everything was getting more yellow and yellow. Instead of being white, everything was yellow because there was this, the lens is cloudy. I'd forgotten what white looked like. You know, such a beautiful, nice, crisp, beautiful color, white. And so I'm standing, I remember I walked into the washroom of the bathroom in Tel Aviv, and there's white tiles there. And this was a beautiful white tile, and I started staring at this white tile. I was just enjoying the beauty of looking at something white. And there's people walking by wondering what exactly is Reingold doing, staring at the wall, you know, look, okay. I think they got used to me already, but I do strange things. So. And I was just having the hanukkah of, I think, I'm going to say the Rosh of Kaf Ibrahim for the rest of my life, but phenomenal kavanah. Because I know what it meant to not be able to see. And now I'm able to see. No. I know somebody else, the person I pushed to get the surgery. And there was a woman. She was scared to do it. And after that, I said, you have to do it. I'm telling you, you have to do it. It's just like, it's, you know, as the saying goes, it's night and day. And she did it. She told me her brachas that next day, just half Ibrahim was like, because of you stopped for 2 minutes and you thought, what are some, for half Ibrahim. That's a challenge. It's a challenge of a person to work on that. The person takes a few brachas a day. The person takes a bracha of a Sheyat Sarah. The person stops, before he says the brachah, stops for a second. You know, they have the signs over there. It takes you 20 seconds to say Sheyat Sarah, standing still, nice, slowly, thinking about what you're saying. That's all it takes. The person goes to the bathroom an average of 6 times a day, let's say. It's an investment. It's a commitment of 2 minutes a day. 6 times 20 is 120. That's 2 minutes a day we were asking the person to say a Sheyat Sarah. The person could do that. And a person would do that. A person would walk away with Givaldi Simcha. But at least it's not 2 minutes. The truth is it's not 2 minutes. One time the Shiva Isaac told me, you learn the Gemara and Brachas, and the way the Gemara and Brachas seems to present the Birkat HaShachar, they were said as you did them. You put on your clothing, you said, I'll be Sarum. You put on your shoes, and you said, Shabbat, we call therapy. You took a step, and you said, I'm asking Mitzadei Gover. You put on the belt, and you said, each thing, as you did it, you would say thank you for the thing that you're doing. We're Masadar our brachas in the Pesach Knesset nowadays. He says, but even so, a person should stop for a moment, before his bracha, and do something which reminds him. Just touch your clothing, he said, told me. He says, take a step. Touch your belt. Touch your head. Just to remind you what you're saying a bracha about, before you say the bracha. The acre moment of the bracha is one of our challenges is we say bracha to Hashem, we think bracha to Hashem, alakenim alakadom, pekeach ivrim. So when do we think about pekeach ivrim? We say pekeach ivrim. So basically our bracha sounds like this. Hashem, thank you, it's wonderful, it's really nice of you, thank you very much, because you're Hashem and alakadom. Oh, by the way, I'll thank you for the fact that I can see. No, that's not the, when you say thank you to Hashem, baruch ata Hashem, Hashem, hi, you're so blessed, it's so nice, you're so wonderful, because I'll tell you, I'll figure out why you're so wonderful in a minute. No, that's not the point. So Morris says in Brach, at the end of the first parrot, that the Iker moment of Kavana is when you say Hashem. As a figure, whatever Morris says, if you're Mechav, and when you say Hashem one thing, Morris also, you change that around, what's the halach? Because the moral holds the Kavana, when you say Hashem, Hashem, that's the Iker Kavana. What were you thinking when you said Shem Hashem? Well, most of our answers, we were thinking nothing. We weren't thinking about what we're saying the bracha on when we say Shem Hashem, but the Moor didn't assume that. The Moor's options were, well, he put the kais in his hand. He thought it was gift, and he said bracha to Hashem, thinking to say, I'm going to ask help great Pierre Gosset. Then at the end, he catched that it wasn't, and he said, Shakol me, Abibra, what's all off? Ah, or vice versa. But the Moor assumed that he's having kavanah when he says bracha to Hashem. Hashem, thank you. So before he said the bracha, Hashem, what am I thanking you for? Ah, Baruch Hashem, I have what to drink. I have the yayin to drink. The Hashem, thank you for yayin. Take the grand total of mamish 1 second. Baruch Hashem, thank you for the yayin. You want to take it to the next one, drink? Obviously, you could. Baruch Hashem, you know what it would be like if life we didn't have such a pleasant drink to drink? Imagine we didn't have bread to eat. That's what it means. We didn't have, there's no beautiful apples in the world. You know, we could take the steps and, but even, I'm not even asking that. The person suffers in version, thank you for the apple. But the stuff that person, thank you for the apple. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pi Eitz. It's a different bracha. It's a bracha which reminds you of something Baruch Hu. And it's a Hakarsa Toiv to Chodesh Baruch Hu. It's Yir Shemayim, it's Avos Hashem, and it's Simcha. I have a wonderful day. I have so much of things in there that I'm happy about. There's a bracha that we say,
which aren't on an object.
Shana mitzvah. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvah So V'Tzivanu Amatzis Lachniyat Tefillin Amatzis Tzitzis. So what are we supposed to think before we say the bracha? Baruch Hashem, thank you for Tefillin. No, that's not what the bracha says. Baruch Hashem, thank you that you were Mekadosh us. I'm not a goy. Avarabba Havtonu Hashem Elokeinu Baruch Ata Hashem Habacher Bamo Yisrael Be'av Hashem Yibacher and Klai Yisrael. We say Tefillah at the end as we call it Tzion Hashem that Baruch Elokeinu Shabronu Mikvoy Doi Vihid Dovonu Min Atayim Anach Lona Tarash Emes Baruch Elokeinu Shabronu Mikvoy Doi Vihid Dovonu Min Atayim Anach Lona Tarash Emes. We say Aleinu L'Shabeach L'Aden HaKarol. Well, say Shkodoli Yitzhever Eshishaloyal Sevevera says, Baruch Hashem, we're not goyim. Can you imagine it's the worst thing in the world? I would have been a goy. One person one day wakes up and he finds out, you know what? They made a mistake, they switched you in the hospital, you're a goy. So, no, I can't be. No, it's clear, it proves you a goy. That person says, I don't want that. I just was thrown out of the greatest nation of the world. I just thrown out of the Amanizkut. I just thrown out of the opportunity to do not Taryag mitzvahs, not Taru mitzvahs, right? six and the six more than the seven of the Goyim. There's thousands of mitzvahs. There's thousands of mitzvahs. The Achiri Kroh says that the same way we understand the more in the end of Makkos says when it talks about there were 613. And Yishai came in, Dabanel came in and he reduced them to 11. And Yishai reduces them to 6. It doesn't mean there's only 11. It means that there's 11 Iker mitzvahs, which by doing those Iker mitzvahs, you'll basically have the root of all the other mitzvahs. Says, you know what? Tariq is the same thing also. There's thousands of, every pasuk of the Torah teaches you a new lesson. There's thousands of mitzvahs. There's 613 primary mitzvahs, which teach you. There's thousands of mitzvahs. There's thousands of opportunities for a person to become a better person, for a person to become a ganei. There's thousands of mitzvahs where a person can take a dollar bill and make it into eternity. A person gives a dollar to stalker, he did a mitzvah, it's not a dollar anymore. It's a finite thing which now is eternity. A person can take a few dollars and give it to a person and put a smile on his face. And you transform something physical into something spiritual. Into something which is, you've made a nothing in a person's life which could impact them forever. You've changed, you've been possessed of thousands of opportunities in one moment. You know, the story they say about what's the value of a physical thing? What's a rubber band, right? And there's nothing in the world that doesn't have a mokum. So Gimel Moshe says, the person sitting at the desk is playing with a rubber band, you know, it falls down, he says, throw it out, it wasn't worth it. You know, it's good to have a rubber band, you know, pick it up, put it in his pocket, instead of throwing it out. Later day, he's called, they asked him to take care of something. There's a young man who is ill, and they need money for a surgery, and they asked him if he can take the money and deliver it. They raise the money, take the money and deliver it. So they give him the money, some of it's in cash. So he says, you know what, got a rubber band, puts the rubber band in his pocket. Takes out his pocket and wraps it around the money. Puts it into the briefcase. He's walking outside, a very windy day, and pops into somebody, the briefcase falls down, opens up, the money, everything, all the papers fly away, they're gone, but the money, because it's wrapped in a rubber band, doesn't fly away. Ah, so he has the money still. Goes to the hospital, pays for the thing, they have his injury, he survives. That young man grows up to become a Talmud Chacham who impacts thousands of people. He's mekayer of thousands of people. So at the end of the day, what did it? A rubber band. But that rubber band is not a rubber band anymore. That rubber band is eternity. So Russia put us in a world where you can make eternity out of physical things. That's a phenomenal test. With a little bit, I can put a smile on a person's face. That's eternity. That's spiritual. It's a phenomenal test. The person is in such a wonderful world. It's a person, Molly Simcha. I have such a wonderful world that I live in. And you say, "Lady Lishabeth," and then a curl and push it, you're pulling down the rafters. It's such excitement. "Lady Lishabeth, the rest of the thing did for us." The person says, "Baruch Atah Hashem, Alekenim Alech Alam, Shaloy Asani Goy." The years, it was a few years from my father, Oliver Shalom. So, Tavin, you might have noticed I have a difficulty traveling fast. I'm a Balchuba, so I never come to say the words fast. So, down to the Yomim, and Tavin tells me, which Shabbos takes about an hour every morning, regular morning. So that was a little bit faster. Pressure, you know, 55 minutes pressure. And it was hard. So the summer I was up in Muncie, so I walked into Beit Shraga. Yeshiva there with Ben Islam, I asked my Kadam for the Yomit. So Rav Shlav Zip Livrocha says to me, he was the Mashkiach there, the brother from Rav Shlav in Washington Heights, and Rav Shlav. So Rav Shlav says to me, he says, "You can daven, but only the Tishri daven slow." I said, this is Gavaldic. Got Aiden. For 2 weeks I had a moment where the request was, "Please, daven, slow." Right? Ben is monomous, he didn't want to daven, or go somewhere else, you know. There's at least one other minion in Muncie besides the minion in Beit Shraga. He didn't like it, tough luck, go somewhere else, you know what I mean? Get out of here, you know, leave me alone. You know, this minion we're davening slow, you know, just go over. So I was talking with him, I used the opportunity to talk to him a lot about the pressure. He says, you know, the Eitzah he has is, you know, he also davens very slow, he says to me. Says the Maishi, you have to keep up with the fever a little bit, etc. So he says, brachas at home. So he can take his time, my brachas. And he says each bracha before he says it, he thinks about, you know, what the test that he got that he was able to have to walk. He says he had arthritis once and he couldn't walk and it was so hard. And Rishon, every day he stops and thinks of Rishon, he thinks about it before he says the bracha. He says brachas at home and says he gets into the mode of saying a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and he's into the mode already. You're into this, like, you know, they call it, you're zoned in. Well, now he just goes. And you down much quicker already once you're zoned in. That was the eitzah that he gave him. The more we're makers, how much we get from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the more our brachas are different. The more our brachas are different, the more we're makers, how much we got from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So we have Ava. We remember kind of Chavetz Chaim says at the end of Sefer Chavetz Chaim, actually, Shmir's Halashim, and the Sefer Shmir's Halashim, it's almost like the last piece, it's the second to the last piece. He has a Ha'ara, he says. There's a mitzvah to say the rice of Avos Hashem. How do you define that mitzvah? It's a mitzvah of the rice. So the law has a mitzvah to me, you must clear it every single moment. Okay, so since you're clear it every single moment, it's not like Lulav. It's only chilling. It's what you have constantly. So how many times do you have a timer today? So because it's constant, we end up not doing it at all. Chilling, the Baruch Hashem is only once a day. So you put on tefillin once a day. So now you put on tefillin. What's the Avos Hashem? You have to do it. So at least once a day you should do Avos Hashem. And the law is you miss the rice. So you can't eat. So you do the mitzvah. So at least once a day a person should do Avos Hashem. So what do you do? So the person says, when you say Shema, you say, Baruch Hashem, Elokecha, B'chol Levavecha, U'B'chol Nafshecha, U'B'chol Nefeshecha, you say the words. You should have Avos Hashem. But how do you get Avos Hashem? What do you do? You mispronounce and all of a sudden, Kadosh Baruch Hu does for us. You think about how much Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to do for us, and he does do for us, and he gives us Kayim, and he gives us everything. And we take everything which our being, which a person, it's all yours. Thank you so much. And we talk to have a feeling of Avos of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you were kind of through Avos Hashem. It says, and the best time to do it, L'chara, would be when you say, B'chav Hashem, L'chach, B'chol L'vavcho. So Zohar Gemara says, you shouldn't say Shema without filling. Because don't say, put on filling, and not put on filling. You shouldn't say Shema without tzitzis. Don't say, put on tzitzis, and don't put on tzitzis. So don't say Avos Hashem, and not do Avos Hashem. It doesn't make sense. So L'chara, the moment you say Shema, you should say, B'chav Hashem, don't tell me. You should start to think about it. And to simplify the davening. So davening, you know, we're actually not having kavana pirush hamilas, because that's not the goal, kavana pirush hamilas. You know, people think kavana means pirush hamilas. That's not what kavana davening means. Kavana means the person is target directed on a goal. He's trying to accomplish something with his davening. His davening is supposed to impact him and change him. He's thinking about the words. They're talking to him. I don't know about you, I can't do it fast. Some people could. Right? But if a person walks into a davening and walks out of a davening, and it's the same person that walked out, it's the same person which walked in, he didn't daven. Davening is not saying words. Davening is saying words with knowing what they mean. That's not davening. Davening is a human being which met his creator. Well, if you met your creator, you should be changed by meeting your creator. Most of us meet with, I meet a different person, so why am I not a different person after I walk out of davening? What happened? Because he didn't daven. So people say, so why am I asking people to daven slower? I'm not asking people to daven slower. I'm asking people to daven. And I don't know how to do a way to do it fast. I just don't know how to do it. So if somebody wants to teach me, I'm happy to hear. Because I really like to be able to keep up with the tshuva. Because I don't know, I feel like a freak sometimes. My inability to daven fast. But I don't know how to do that. And a person with how to do that, you know, maybe we'd be happier people. Because the person walked out of the davening, wow, you know, I mama just talked to Kaddish Baruch Hu now. And I felt different, and I feel better. The person's there for me. I walked into the davening feeling what's going to be. I walked out of the davening, oh, no, Baruch Hashem, the person was there. I spoke to him, and we had a good conversation, and I feel different. We'd be better people. We'd be happier people. We'd have Avos Hashem, we'd have Simcha, we'd have a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And the person gives us so many opportunities to do it. The person's just, I'm not asking for major things. There's 24 hours in a day. It's 24 hours in a day. So, you know, davening, between chakras, mincha, and marv, and all the brachas you're going to say in a day, it takes you less than 2 hours. Even if you daven chakras for an hour, and mincha for 20 minutes, and marv for 20 minutes, and 20 minutes for the rest of the brachas of the day, that's it. This is, listen, I want to, you get 22. That's all I'm asking for. No. Chakras should be 45 minutes, 43 minutes, 42 minutes, 41 minutes, 40 minutes, mincha, 13 minutes, 12 minutes, 7 minutes. Especially, you know, excuse me, you know, you're stepping on my space. Krishna says, I'm stepping in your space. Excuse me, I got here first. Right, you know, and I let you in because, you know, I expect you to at least say hello from time to day and talk to me. Listen to what I, and to hear where you're coming from. Be excited about it. I woke up in the morning, thank you so much, I'm ready to serve you. I'm so excited about the night, how much you gave me in the day. I just want to express it. That's what chakra should be. It's the end of the day, and I'm ready to, you know, go to sleep and say, Gershon, you know, thank you, I had a wonderful day. Look what you gave me. I appreciate it so much, and I just want to be makabel your malchus shemayim before I leave the day. I just want to walk away with a thank you. And it doesn't even exist. But some people sound like that. Nobody here does. Alright? Think about it. What are we doing? The only person we're hurting ourselves. We're being mouthed ourselves up for truth. It's time to think about our davening by not thinking about our davening. That was profound. Avos Hashem is a mitzvah which is incumbent upon us. The only way we get Avos Hashem is by thinking about how much we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person gave us the vehicle to do that through davening, through brachos. If we would use that opportunity properly, we people which be Molei Avos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Molei HaKadosh Molei Simcha, we would be the way Christ is supposed to be, people which have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some of you can't convince because they don't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Christ is people which have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he could have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then such people, the person says, this is my bonin, that they have such a curse of toys. I want to give them more. I want to give them more because they understand what to do. And I give them something and they thank me for it. And they recognize who it comes from. And that's the whole purpose of the world, is to recognize that it comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu.